Marhaba, and welcome to the Matrix Green Pill, where real people connect.
Hello and welcome back to the Matrix Green Pill podcast. I'm Hilmarie Hutchison, and today I am so excited to have Dawna Campbell as my guest. Dawna is a best-selling author, a public speaker, a mentor, and is the founder and president of her company, The Healing Heart. Wow, how accomplished. Dawna, welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So some of our listeners will definitely already know your story, but for those who don't, could you please introduce yourself and tell our audience a little bit about your background?
Yes, absolutely. Formally, I'm a financial advisor and a managing principal of an investment firm. And during my career, I was responsible for $500 million of other people's money. So that amount, with the job, the pressure, the stress, the worry, I had multiple offices that were spread out in several different states here over in the US, and it broke down my health. I wasn't able to digest food for about 2 years, and my marriage after 14 years ended because it was full of infidelity and anger. And then that was followed by me being a single parent and becoming financially devastated after following all of the money rules. And that was when I knew something needed to change. What needed to change was myself. I was what I had in common with all three things. Life events unfolded, and I ended up dedicating my life to the healing path that I'm on. So today I write about how the subconscious works with finances and with money, which is the book Financially Fit. And I also travel the world and I speak at various events and teach people how to do what I do on a daily basis.
Let's jump right in and talk about the Healing Heart. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Healing Heart and how you came up with the idea?
There was a time where I was in an abusive relationship. The person, after 2 years, became domestically violent, and there was a day that I almost died. I made a promise to dedicate my life to healing. Then I got out of that situation, got to safety, my children and I were safe, and I decided I needed to follow through on my promise. It was a promise to myself, but it was also a promise to, I would call, a creator or an energy. What I did was I sat down and I realized that I was meant to work in this other line of careers. And I really wanted to pursue a healing path because I knew I had the abilities from after studying with the medicine woman and other people that I could help a lot of people, including myself. And so I sat down and I wrote out 5 or 6 different names that resonated with me on a little notebook, and I kept it in my purse. And then a couple of weeks later, I pulled it out and I went, oh, the healing, or the name of the business is The Healing Heart. Of course, why wouldn't it be? And what I've learned is it's through the heart space that all healing happens, because it has to do with vibration and frequency. Even if you go back to some of the ancient tones, they all resonate to the space in the heart. So if we work on that heart space and get everything in alignment with feelings and emotions, then healing happens every single time.
Now, you are known as a mind whisperer. What does that mean? Can you unpack that for us?
Yes, absolutely. What it's about is aligning the heart set with the mindset. And this is a technique that I learned from a medicine woman that's really more of a gift, I'm going to say, than a technique. What she taught me was in every moment, every frequency exists. Every emotion exists. It's just that sometimes we get stuck on certain ones, such as anger or frustration or stress, which is what happened to me in my early career. The other emotions, peace, calmness, balance, also exist. Because of that, what happens is in the subconscious mind and the brain, it will stay stuck in a particular pattern until a new feeling is introduced to override that. And so mind whispering is the ability to go in, not just for myself, but for others, to shift the frequency that the mind got stuck on to a higher frequency. And when that happens, and we transition from, like, say, anger to happiness, healing happens. It takes place. The brain has a new neuron pathway to follow. And then you have a new energy code that leaves you through your energy field and comes back to you, attracting to you what it is that you are wanting. So mind whispering is all about that ability to make that shift and that change on the inside.
So you work with people to facilitate and to help them to work through the process.
Yes, I do. So it's just like a dog whisperer or a horse whisperer. If you have an animal that's exhibiting behavior that you don't want, then you would take it to somebody for those corrections. And then the dog is then behaving differently because it knows a different pathway. I'm doing the same thing, except I'm doing it with people so that they get the results that they've asked for instead of what they didn't want.
Can you tell us also about the form energy healing approach?
So a lot of people ask me, well, what do you call this? Get called a mind whisperer out in the media world. So what is it that you're really doing? And so I came up with thought, form, energy, healing, because what we're doing is we are healing the energy behind the thoughts that we have to align the right fuel so the thought comes into existence. So here's how it works. Your subconscious records everything from the moment you're born to the day you exit this earth, and it records everything as a literal event, but it's constantly assigning feelings and emotions to those events. Now, the problem with this is our awareness. We're only aware of about that process happening about 10% of the time. And that's if you're Albert Einstein. And so I'm not Einstein, but the 10% of the time we're aware of the feelings and emotions that got stuck to the different events. Well, when we hold a thought and we say, I want to be rich and abundant, I want to have more, I want, but yet on the inside, that 90% on the inside, because we're only aware of it 10% of the time, if that feeling and emotion is not in alignment with the thought and you feel less than or not enough or unworthy or undervalued, you're propelling a positive thought with the wrong energy fuel, and it's a misalignment. So what I do is I realign that space in the heart to the thoughts that you are having so you have those results. So if you're asking for more money, say for example, but yet you feel less than, you're not going to get more money from the universe. You're going to get, I'm less than, and it's going to return that to you because that's the stronger emotion. When that is in alignment with the thought and you thought, the thought is, I want to have more money, and yet all the right feelings and emotions are in place, more money comes. So that's what I mean by thought, form, energy, healing, because we have thoughts, but the form, which is really fuel, the underneath has to be in alignment for you to have the law of attraction, the law of magnetism to bring you back exactly what you're asking for.
Now, you did mention, use the example of money. I know that you are a best-selling author, so congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
Can you tell us about the book?
Yes, absolutely. Financially Fit came about because I was seeing patterns with my clients internationally. And some of the patterns were, they would get down to the heart of what needed to change. And it was the, I'm not worthy, I'm not enough, I'm not valued or appreciated. And when those energies changed, what happened, no matter what we were working on, their financial situation also changed. And that was when I realized that some of the words we use in the financial services world are identical to how we want to feel on a soul level. Here's your net worth. Your portfolio value is. Your assets appreciated. Oh, do you have enough money to fund XYZ goal? And if you didn't feel like you were enough on the inside, chances were you weren't enough on the outside. And so there was creating misalignments because how we were feeling on a soul level was affecting our money supply because the words are the same. That is what prompted me to really start looking at the connection between the soul's essence and money and how money over time culturally has started to replace who we are as energy beings. But money is outside of us, not inside of us. So money is malleable and fluid and changeable. When you shift things on the inside, money on the outside generally always increased because it was being attracted by a different force. So that's what started the whole book for Financially Fit. And when I talk about it and teach it, I'm sharing not only that process, but how to go into some of your own experiences to change those frequencies, how to start creating on purpose, how manifesting and creating works, and your own affluent story to attract your future into the present day now. So it's what I do with clients when I do my session work with them, except I'm teaching you how to do it instead of doing it for you.
You mentioned your sessions. Can you walk us through one of your sessions?
Sure, absolutely. So with a session, what I initially do is I find out what the client wants and where they're at and what needs to shift and change within them. And so I ask a series of questions. And just like in the beginning, when I was talking about the subconscious records the event, it assigns the emotions and feelings to the event, and we can go in and change it. So in a session, what I'm doing is I'm uncovering where they want to be, where they want to go, how they feel by not having it, because that's the blocking emotion. And then I can ask and find where it's connected at in the body, so I know where to look. And then we can go back to the originating event and see what happens. And then we can also see what that client needed. And when we understand what it is that they needed, then we can make that internal shift in their brain. This is that mind whispering part. And then we go back and we revisit that event to see what changed. We keep doing that until we have the outcome that we want. Now, the event itself doesn't change, but how you feel about it does. And then we recheck the body, and then we recheck what we're creating in the future, and then it just attracts into them. I was in a live audience in Connecticut here in the US, and I pulled a gentleman up from the audience and I asked him what he wanted to create. And he said, more money. So I asked him why. And he told me that his two boys were going to be graduating high school soon and going to college. And there were some things they wanted to do together as a family. He wanted to create more money to be able to do it. So I asked him how he felt by not having it. And he goes, I am so frustrated. And that frustration was held for him in his stomach in that area. When we went back to the originating events, what happened then was it was when his parents were getting divorced and they had him in the middle. And it was like a tug of war game. And he was so frustrated. When we found out what he needed, it was the sense of pride and he wanted his children to respect him. So when that shift happened, we relooked at that event and he goes, this is so weird. My parents still got divorced, but I'm happy and I'm riding my bicycle down the street. And that was also the event that the family together had plenty of money, but after the divorce, they were each comfortable, but the more got divided up, so the extra wasn't there. So from that moment forward, he was not able to create the extra, but after we changed it, he did. And standing in front of us, he looked like he dropped 20 pounds. The knot was gone in his stomach. And this year, his children graduated high school. They're going to college, and they were able to do the things they were wanting to do. The difference was he didn't change anything about what he was doing to create the extra money, only the frequency behind it.
How incredible. The big shift that you can accomplish through helping someone to work through the process. It's brilliant. Also incredible that the extent to how our past events impact our current selves. So let's change gears and talk about something that I know that is important to you as well. Mental health. What does mental health mean to you, and what does it mean to be at peace with ourselves?
Mental health for me is having the right mindset. And by right mindset, I mean positive moral characteristics. I call them virtues, and to be in that. Because when you're in that state, your brain is automatically in an alpha or a theta brainwave state. The other emotions like stress and worry and pressure and depression and anxiety and anger and all of those come when you're in a beta brainwave state. Good, positive, great mental health is when the mind is relaxed. You're in a certain brainwave frequency, which promotes healing, promotes peace, promotes the calmness, the balance, even happiness, all of those. And so for me, that it's all about a mental state of being.
Would you have any tips that you could share with our listeners to either self-love tips or how to get into that mental state of peace with ourselves?
Yes, absolutely. Here's one exercise anybody can do that's pretty easy that will help, and it will change the physiological part of your body. And we can use our breath with it. Anytime you start feeling like that stress or the worry or the pressure or anything like that that you don't want, you can do this exercise. What you're going to do is when we breathe in oxygen, we breathe in all of the good things that our body needs. And when we breathe out carbon dioxide, which is all the toxins and the things the body doesn't need. So when we breathe in, we're going to breathe in our positive thought, such as peace. And then when we breathe out, we're going to breathe out the thought we don't want or the feeling, which is stress, for example. So you would breathe in, peace, breathe out, stress. Breathe in peace, breathe out stress. And normally I just close my eyes. I do that. I set a timer on my phone for 2 or 3 minutes. And when you do that for a couple of minutes, it will change everything in the body. You will be bringing in the energy of peace. Stress would be leaving. And because you're in that relaxed mental state, those alpha and theta brainwaves, you're relaxed, your mental health will increase. And because of that, you're going to have better clarity, focus, balance. You go back to the tasks that you were doing. You're going to find they happen faster. It's more at ease. It's more seamless. It's effortless. Because those emotions, when you're working, like the stress and the pressure, will start taking over the mind and hijack it. It'll take longer for you to complete your task, or it won't be as easy because the mind is constantly being pulled in different directions. But when you're in those higher states, like peace and balance, and you're doing the task, next thing you know, it's just done and completed.
A very valuable tip. Thank you for that. I know that you're the mother of 3 beautiful children. So how do you talk about and explain love and self-belief to children and teenagers?
Well, my children grew up with it and they didn't know anything different. They were pretty young when I transitioned over doing what I do. Part of my time, I lived in an ashram, which is a spiritual living community, for a year, and my children were with me. And so that gave us a really good, strong, solid foundation. They were brought up in the same teachings. Every class that I taught, they learned the elements of the different classes. Everything that I went through with my clients, they knew how to do. So when issues or things came up, and I remember when, you know, my daughter was first in junior high and high school, she's like, "Mom, I don't have any friends and no one wants to hang out with me. I know I grew up differently." So we applied the process and used what it was for her and made those mental shifts inside. And that same day, within an hour of that change, other girls at the school called her and said, "Hey, do you want to go have fun and let's go hang out?" And she said, "Yes." So the results are immediate, but my children grew up that way and we have the same belief system. And so through that, teaching other children, they and myself share that, but we teach them just like we would as an adult. We just use children language. They learn so much faster.
Excellent. Very, very good. You have accomplished so much, as we've already talked about. What is next for you? Do you have any future goals?
Oh my goodness. We always have future goals. I have the Financial eBook, Living the Secrets to an Abundant and Prosperous Life. And what I've been doing recently is going out on live stages, talking about the book, talking about the program, and offering education and content and tips. And then as I transition to that, this next March, I'll be in London doing the same thing. So I'll be taking it internationally. And then I have 2 more books that I'm going to write to make it a trilogy. And I'm going to be writing the same type of book, but on the topic of relationships. And then there'll be programs from that. And then the next one will be on health. And then there'll be the programs from that. And then there'll be a master program for everything. So that'll be another 3 to 5 years as that all unfolds, because there's 3 areas everybody wants assistance in, and that's health, wealth, and relationships. And when I sat with that, I realized people wanted happiness, prosperity, and love. So we're starting with the prosperity and the abundant side with money and wealth first. And then we're going to move over to relationships and love next.
Oh, that sounds exciting and definitely something to look forward to. Thank you for telling us about that. And thank you so much for the tips that you've shared with us so far. It's been excellent conversation. Now we've come to the segment of our show where I'll ask you a few rapid fire questions, our version of a game show. Are you ready?
Yes.
So if somebody wanted to make a change in their life, what would be the first thing you would recommend for them to do?
I would first find out what they wanted to change and for them to understand why they want to change that, because that will go into the awareness.
If you had to cook dinner for somebody, who would be that one guest that you would like to invite over for a dinner cooked by you?
I'd have to go with my spouse. I would have to invite him because he does the cooking.
I'm sure he'd appreciate that. How do you spend your weekends?
Either I spend it with him and my family, or I'm on a trip. And so it's an either or.
And what is one thing you do every day, no matter how busy you are?
Oh, I take my own advice. So whatever I hear myself say for a client, I have to do it myself as well. And so if I'm saying, "Hey, here's this breathing exercise, do it," I'm doing that myself on a daily basis.
Excellent. Before we wrap up, we've now come to our Green Pill moment. So for our segment, Your Green Pill Moment, we'd like to ask you, could you share an inspiring or life-changing experience that you've gone through, your Green Pill moment?
There was a time, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier, where I was in a relationship with somebody, and after 2 years, he decided to become domestically violent towards me. And I remember one day I was just sitting on the sofa reading, and he walked over. He put his hand around my neck and cut off my airway. His other hand, he pulled up and drew it up as if he was going to punch me. I remember sitting there looking at him, not being able to breathe. Just before I took my last breath, he took his hands off. And then he pulled me up from the sofa, handed me this board and said, "It's your turn, hit me with this." And I remember looking up at him and down at the board and back at him. And I said, "I can't do that." And I set the board down and I walked out of the room. And that was when I realized that I needed to leave that relationship because if not, the next time I wouldn't be alive. He would take his hands to me and I wouldn't be here. That was one of the most pivotal times in my life because at the time I was studying with the medicine woman and I had asked her for some help. Can I come stay with her? And she told me no, because she didn't want that energy there where she was at and she was working with her own clients. And then I needed to make a plan and put something together and gather money and figure out what I was going to do to stay safe. That was my empowering moment. I was reaching out for help. She did not enable me. Although at the time I didn't see it, it was looking back. I see how she empowered me. I did get myself to safety with my children. That was when I dedicated my life to this healing path. What has come from it since then? That particular person has since then crossed over. He died of brain cancer and I'm still alive. So what that taught me was at first I had understanding and compassion because the way cancer works, it was right at the time that cancer was coming into his energy field and starting to affect his brain. It took a number of years after that. But I had forgiveness of myself for holding on to the energies that I did. And I wasn't saying what he did was right or wrong. It was just that I didn't have to hold on to the fear and the anger anymore. The other thing that it really taught me was that I was worthy because I'm still alive. I am worthy to live this life and I'm worthy to live it with abundance and prosperity. Because of that, and because all of you are listening, each and every one of you are worthy to live your life full of abundance and prosperity because we are here and we are meant to live. And so in dedicating my life and just as we've been doing this podcast, I've come to the conclusion that not only did I have that green pill moment for me, but the work that I do with other people is just as profound, just like that. And it creates their green pill moments for them where they pivot and shift and move into the greatness of who they are. It's all because each and every one of us are worthy.
That's a fantastic story. How terrifying, I'm so sure, but the change you made after that, also incredible. Thank you so much for sharing your fantastic and inspiring story with us today. I've so enjoyed this conversation, and I'm so sure our audience will also enjoy this. Before we say goodbye, can you please tell our listeners where they can find and follow you? And we'll also put this in the show notes.
You can connect with me on Instagram, and that's just under the business name, The Healing Heart. But if you typed in my name on Instagram, I'm sure it comes up as well. And then the other way to get connected with me outside of other social media, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn, YouTube, is just the website. It's DonnaCampbell.com.
Dawna, thank you so much again. It's been an excellent conversation, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a pleasure.
If you enjoy our conversations, please like and subscribe. See you next Wednesday.